our WCCO Radio News Bureau, Minnesota Senator Hubert Humphrey is near the end of his battle with cancer. A spokesman in Humphrey's Washington office announced today that the 66-year-old senator has weakened in recent days, is now listed as in critical condition by his doctors. The statement from Humphrey aide David Gartner was read by Julia Olson in the senator's Washington office.
Humphrey condition described as critical. Washington, D.C., January 13th. Administrative assistant to Senator Hubert H. Humphrey, David G. Gartner, today released the following statement from the senator's Waverly, Minnesota residence. Senator Humphrey today has noticeably weakened and is listed by his doctors as being in critical condition as a result of a spreading tumor. He is resting comfortably at his Waverly home and hospitalization is not anticipated. Further statements will be issued upon any change in the senator's condition.
Julia Olson, a spokesman in the Washington office of Senator Hubert Humphrey, repeating that bulletin. Minnesota Senator Humphrey is said to be near the end of his long battle with cancer. Stay tuned. We will, of course, keep you informed as to any immediate change then in the senator's condition.
All right, Jergen, that's sad news. It's 25 minutes past 3 o'clock, 21 degrees.
I have a very brief statement to read here. Senator Humphrey is resting comfortably in his home here in Waverly. He is in a coma, and his condition is critical. His wife, Muriel, as well as his sons, Skip, Bob, and Doug, and their wives, and his daughter, Nancy Solomonson, and her husband, are at his bedside. Should his condition change, an updated statement will be issued. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cloudy east, partly cloudy west with 10 to 15 degree highs. Minnesota mostly clear tonight. Variable cloudiness Saturday and Sunday, possible snow flurries. And lows 0 to 22 below.
Now, direct from CBS News, this radio net alert bulletin.
Senator Hubert Humphrey has died at his home in Waverly, Minnesota at age 66. His wife Muriel and other members of his family were at his bedside when the cancer against which the senator struggled for so long finally claimed him tonight. Following surgery last summer, doctors had declared the disease terminal, but Humphrey decided to continue his... But now, death has stilled that voice and claimed one of America's most beloved public figures. Hubert Horatio Humphrey is dead at 66 in Waverly, Minnesota. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News, New York.
This Net Alert Bulletin has come to you from CBS News. We now resume the regular program schedule on this CBS Radio Net Alert station.
This is WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul. This bulletin from the WCCO Radio News Bureau. Senator Hubert Humphrey passed away just about an hour ago at his home in Waverly, Minnesota, at the age of 66. The senator had suffered from an inoperable pelvis tumor discovered by surgeons on August 18th of last year. At that time, surgeons said that his condition was terminal but could be controlled. Now, from Waverly, Minnesota, we have Arv Johnson with us. Arv, if you will.
And as you heard moments ago, Senator Hubert Humphrey died about 9:25 this evening. We were told just moments ago when the senator's top aide came out and made this brief announcement.
Pass away quietly, dear. asleep at 9:25 p.m. today. At his bedside were his wife, Muriel, as well as his sons, Pip, Bob, and Doug, and their wives, and his daughter, Nancy, and her husband, Bruce Solomon. The senator was comfortable throughout, and he suffered no pain. He had been in a coma very briefly.
Dave Gardner, Senator Humphreys, the late Senator Humphreys, chief aide, reading the statement. He did remain briefly for a few questions, mainly on details of the services and the plans further than he had given. Details are not completely firmed up yet. Gardner did say that President Carter will send a plane for the journey to Washington. And he also said that Muriel Humphrey is doing all right. With a deep sense of personal loss, this is Arv Johnson at Waverly.
This is Franklin Hobbs. This is WCCO. And as we assume you know, Minnesota Senator Hubert Humphrey is dead at the age of 66 of cancer. At age 66. The death was announced tonight at about 10:25 Central Time. Now, we're going to join Kurt Beckman right here.
Senator Wendell, we have Franklin, I'm sorry, we have Senator Wendell Anderson on the telephone, and naturally this is a great disappointment and shock for you, isn't it, Senator?
Well, I must say that since 1968... Hubert Humphrey was like a father, a counselor, a colleague. He's the finest person that I've ever known, the finest person I ever will know.
What are your plans now, Senator Anderson? Will you, I presume you'll be leaving for Washington?
You bet. I'll be leaving tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, sir.
You bet.
The time is now 11 minutes past the hour of 11. We'll be joining CBS for a tribute to Senator Humphrey in just a matter of about 4 minutes. The death of Hubert Humphrey at his Waverly home tonight has left a void in the lives of all Minnesotans. Bob Arnson, aide to Minnesota Governor Rudy Perpich, read a statement from the governor.
The tragic moment that Minnesota and the nation has been dreading has arrived. With the untimely death of Hubert Humphrey, the world has lost a great humanitarian. Hubert Humphrey was undoubtedly the most compassionate, resourceful public servant of our time. His achievements were monumental. He was without peer as a spokesman for the less fortunate and the disadvantaged. Fittingly, it was from these same people that he derived much of his optimistic resilience, his zest for living, and his commitment to human rights. Hubert Humphrey once wrote that his one ambition was to add something good and decent to his country's history. He did that, and more. In our sorrow, we in Minnesota can rejoice for having had him so intimately in our midst as a mayor, senator, vice president, and, most importantly, as a friend. I know that all Minnesotans will join with me in expressing our deepest sympathies, our prayers, and our condolences to Muriel Humphrey and the bereaved members of the Humphrey family. As a gesture of our deep feeling for Hubert Humphrey, I am declaring a 30-day period of mourning in Minnesota. During this time, all flags at state facilities will be flown at half-staff.
Bob Arnson, aide to Minnesota Governor Rudy Perpich. The governor has postponed his State of the State message, scheduled for next week, until after Senator Humphrey's funeral. A longtime friend of Senator Humphrey, Vice President Walter Mondale, had this reaction to the death.
He showed us all how to die with dignity, with courage, with spirit, and with meaning. He would have us remember him with joy and not in mourning. He would have us remember what he fought for. He often said, life is not to be endured, but to be enjoyed. And that the purpose of government is to bring about the happiness of the American people.
Vice President of the United States, Walter Mondale. Again, Minnesota Senator Hubert Humphrey is dead of cancer at age 66. With burial in Lakewood Cemetery in Minneapolis. Details on times and dates were not announced immediately. Former Minneapolis Mayor Arthur Naftalin worked with Hubert Humphrey in the early days of the DFL in Minnesota and was an early Humphrey aide. Naftalin talked tonight with newsman Bruce Hagovic about those early days with Humphrey.
We were friends from our time together at the university. We were actually in the same class of 1939, although he was a bit older. Had come back to the university to finish after being out during the Depression years. And then I became associated with him in about 1942 and served in his campaigns of 43 and 45 for mayor, and was then generally associated with him until, well, throughout his career, but intensively during the time that he was mayor.
He certainly was one of Minnesota's best-loved politicians.
Yes, there's no question about that. I think his death is especially painful because not only was he recognized for his great leadership in public affairs at all levels, but his passing is such a personal loss to so many people. People feel they really knew him and knew him well because of that special capacity he had to project himself and communicate that sense of concern about problems and that sense of being concerned about people.
What do you think you remember most about Senator Hubert Humphrey?
Well, the things that I remember most are really associated with his extraordinarily vibrant personality and his kind of buoyant outlook. I say that the two words that I think characterize his life are the terms vibrancy and buoyancy. Almost everything he was involved in, he made come alive. He had a sense of excitement about not only politics, but about the potential of life and the possibility of having productive and meaningful programs. And this was always done with a sense of optimism, of hope, of just a buoyant spirit that lifted one and made one feel that politics was worthwhile, that government was worthwhile, that we could surmount our problems. And that's what I remember of Humphrey, and I think that's what most people will remember.
Former Minneapolis Mayor Arthur Naftalin. Hubert Humphrey was a fighter. Even with terminal cancer, he had been talking about making an early return to his work in the Senate. Very fitting music on a night like this. I Have Dreamed. It is 4 minutes in front of midnight. We'll join Dan Hertzgard now with the local and regional news.
Senator Hubert Humphrey has died at his home in Waverly, Minnesota. Vice President Walter Mondale made the announcement in Washington as his friend and mentor lost his battle with cancer. Humphrey's wife Muriel and their four children were at the senator's bedside through the evening.
Senator Hubert Humphrey is dead at the age of 66. Economist Walter Heller knew Senator Humphrey well. Heller talked tonight with newsman Bruce Hagovic about the senator's passing.
You were an advisor to Hubert Humphrey for quite some time, weren't you?
Many, many years, yes, indeed. So that his loss is, you know, it's like losing a member of the family. And Hubert Hubert really was one of a kind, really the best kind in American politics.
On Tuesday, October the 25th, 1977, Hubert Humphrey made his final appearance on the floor of that governmental body that he loved so much, the United States Senate. He had been flown to Washington by President Carter. And here, in its entirety, is a recording of that appearance, the recorded voices of Senator Robert Byrd, Majority Leader in the Senate, and Senator Howard Baker of Tennessee, the Minority Leader, Senator Wendell Anderson of Minnesota, and finally, in a moving speech, Senator Humphrey's final speech on the Senate floor. This tape recording has never been broadcast. In fact, none of the sights and sounds of the United States Senate has ever been broadcast to the American public. But here, in total, Hubert Humphrey's final appearance on the floor of the United States Senate.
Present for many months, the prayers and the good wishes of the members of the Senate, as well as those of millions of Americans, have been with Hubert Humphrey, his wife, Muriel, and their family. It is an extreme pleasure, therefore, to welcome our majority rule, which requires the building of an understanding and the sharing, and at times the compromising, is the best of all forms of rule. Well, I got wound up. I didn't intend to be that long, but that's been the story of my life, too. And you would want Hubert Humphrey to be natural. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
You have just heard an historic broadcast, the final appearance on the U.S. Senate floor by Senator Hubert Humphrey of Minnesota. That appearance came on October the 25th of last year. The recording is historic because if you heard it all, you are the first to have heard a recorded word from the United States Senate. The word of Senator Hubert Humphrey's death tonight was conveyed to President Carter at the White House by Vice President Walter Mondale, a close personal friend to Humphrey. That friendship was very evident as Mondale met with reporters at Andrews Air Force Base shortly before 11 o'clock, Twin Cities time.
I've just talked to the president, tell him that Hubert Humphrey has died. All my public career, I've been close to this man. He's been one of the most decent, if not the most decent man ever to serve in public life. He has dominated our times, which is impressive. But far more impressive is that he's given us an example of decency and a commitment to human service that is an inspiration to all of us. He's been a remarkable...
It was on April the 3rd, 1976, at the St. Paul Civic Center, Senator Humphrey gripped his audience with a quotation from poet Carl Sandburg.
The words of Carl Sandburg, the American poet, who seemed to understand the heartbeat and the spirit of this nation. And he speaks to you tonight, and he speaks to me. Here's what he says, and it's a good way to start our third century. I see America not in the setting sun of a black night of despair ahead of us. I see America in the crimson light of a rising sun, fresh from the burning creative hand of God.
It was May the 26th, 1976, in the bicentennial year. It was Hubert Humphrey's 65th birthday. Hundreds attended a birthday dinner. Gregory Peck was master of ceremonies. Hubert Humphrey became philosophical.
I think your life is what you make of it.
We're never sure what it's going to be. We never know how long we'll be with our loved ones. But every minute is precious, and every day can be made worthwhile. I think living is basically attitude. And if you have the right attitude, if you see not only problems but challenges, if you see not only difficulties but opportunities, then I think you...
While he lived, it was people that demanded most of Hubert Humphrey's attention, and Los Angeles County Supervisor Kenneth Hahn, who managed Humphrey's 1968 presidential campaign in California, said the people of California will miss Hubert Humphrey.
Second to Minnesota, he had more friends in California than anywhere else. Why, he could be with the fat cats in Beverly Hills and be with the poor in Watts and all within the same hour, and he never changed. He was the same person to the, whether you're talking to a king or a elevator operator, he would be just as good to the room.